DeLanda's work was ignored for centuries. However, it did provide a starting point for later scholars. In the 1860s, a French priest, Charles Brasseur, found DeLanda's book in Madrid. Brasseur had worked with the Mayans in Guatemala, and he had learned their language. From the book and what he already knew of the Mayan calendar, including the names of the days, he grew to understand several of the glyphs or marks. He also learned the Mayan number system. Using these, he was able to decode signs that named the days and months. But he misread it too. He read the text backwards. Unlike DeLanda, who thought the marks were letters, Brasseur thought they stood for sounds. He was only partly right. Caption: Tablets like this one, with the names and dates written in Mayan glyphs, would help scholars crack the code. Feature box: The chewing gum connection. If not for chewing gum, the Mayan ruins might have remained hidden. After the civilization declined, few people showed interest in the area. However, in the late 1800s, General Santa Anna of Mexico came to New York. He brought with him chicle, the sap of the sapodilla tree that was chewed by Mexicans. Santa Anna showed chicle to Thomas Adams, who created a modern chewing gum. Chewing gum became very popular. Soon people were again visiting Mexico and Central America. They were looking for chicle, but some found Mayan ruins. Later, in the 1930s, a famous Mayan scholar looked at the Mayan codices. His name was Sir Eric Thompson. He had studied the Mayans for years and had many theories about them. He viewed them as a peaceful group. Thompson thought they were interested only in their religion and studying the stars. Thompson believed that the codices held little information. He did not think what he saw was a complex written language.